Canto 11, Chapter 8. What one learns from nature and the story of Pingala. The Honorable Brahmin said, "Since there is sensual happiness, O King, in both heaven and hell, and also feelings of unhappiness exist for all embodied beings as their counterpart, an intelligent person should not desire such happiness. He should eat, as passive as a python, what is acquired accidentally, whether it is much or little, tasteless or pure, and delicious food. When no food is coming, he, just like a big python that eats whatever providence provides, should lie down and fast for many days. Both physically and mentally being strong, he, even though endowed with senses, should stay free from desire and, resting but clear-minded, carry his body without engaging in action. A sage is pleasing, grave, unfathomable, unlimited, unsurpassable in his knowing, and never disturbed, just like the calm waters of the ocean. Someone wise who accepts Narayana as the One Supreme does not dry up or swell, just like the ocean with its rivers, whether he flourishes to his liking or is penniless. When someone who did not conquer his senses sees a woman, he is tempted by that seductive illusory energy of the Lord and lands in darkness, just like a moth lands in the fire. Upon seeing the by Maya produced clothing, golden ornaments, and so on of the women, a person lacking in discrimination will, with his desire for sense gratification, feel aroused by lusty desires and no doubt lose his spiritual bearings, just like a moth is destroyed. A sage has to practice the occupation of a honeybee by going door to door without giving trouble and only eat little bits of food just enough to keep the body alive. Just like a honeybee obtains its nectar from small and large flowers, a well-versed man must extract the Vedic essence from both the smallest and the largest scriptures. With the belly as his container and the hand as his plate, he should, not being a collector like a honeybee, accept food in charity and not keep it for the night or the next day. A mendicant should not collect for the night or the following day, because he, just like a honeybee, collecting more and more, will lose himself thereby in excess. A mendicant must not touch a girl, not even with his foot, nor one of wood, because he otherwise will be captured by the physical contact, just like an elephant in the grip of a she-elephant. A man of intelligence should never try to get a woman, because he otherwise may find himself killed because of a rival, the way an elephant will be destroyed by other elephants superior in strength. Riches that with great difficulty are accumulated by a greedy person who neither enjoys them himself nor shares them with others are rather enjoyed by someone else who steals them away, just like the honey collector does upon discovering honey. The way a honey thief is the first one to enjoy the honey that was painstakingly collected, also the ascetic is the first one to enjoy the eagerly desired blessings of the wealth that with a lot of trouble was acquired by householders. An ascetic moving through the forest should not listen to worldly songs. He should learn from the deer that was captured for being fooled by the hunter's call. Taking pleasure in common dancing, musical entertainment and songs, Rishashringa, the son of Mrigi, was subdued by women like he was a plaything. The way a fish that follows its taste with no intelligence is hooked and finds its death, also a person, most harassed, being fooled by what the tongue dictates, may, against his better judgment, waste his life. Sages, even who are of self-restraint, quickly conquer the material senses, except, however, for the tongue, the desire of which increases with the fasting. A human being, not in control of his tongue, but in control of his other senses, is not of self-control. But when someone has conquered his tongue, he has mastered them all. In the city of Videa, there used to be a prostitute called Pingala. O son of kings, learn now from me something I learned from her. She, one night, as a prostitute, stood outside her door, showing off her beautiful figure to get a customer into her house. O best among men, desiring money, she looked at all the men passing in the street and thought, "Oh, this lover can pay the price. That one is wealthy enough." With them coming and going, thus subsisting on selling her love, she thought, "Maybe some guy carrying plenty will approach me for love and give me a bundle." Giving thought to this vain hope, while standing in the doorway and spoiling her sleep, walking down the street and returning to the house, it became midnight. As she sadly dropped her face in her desire for money, her anxiety started to give way to a supreme detachment that brought her happiness. Please hear from me the song she sang after this disgust of her mind, a detachment that is like a sword to the ties of someone's hopes and desires. Dear King, a person who has not developed detachment is not willing to give up his physical ties, just as a human being lacking in wisdom is not willing to give up his claims of ownership. Pingala said, "See how greatly illusioned I am. I must be out of my mind, making a fool of myself in my lust to desire useless pleasures from a lover. Being ignorantly devoted to a most insignificant and unsatisfactory lust that only leads to illusion, grief, distress, misery, and fear, I have refrained from the love of Him, the Eternal One bringing welfare, most dear and close to me. Oh, uselessly subjecting my soul to torture, I engaged as a prostitute, the most reprehensible of all occupations. Desiring money and sexual pleasure, I sold my body to greedy, lusty, pitiable womanizers. What other woman would devote herself so to this house with nine doors, full of stool and dripping urine, that is constructed with the bones of a spine, the ribs, hands and legs, and is covered by a skin, hair and nails? Among the residents of Videa, I am the one as foolish of intelligence to desire most unfaithful lusting another man than him who gives us the soul, Achyuta. When I pay the price of giving myself to him, the well-wisher who is the one most dear, the Lord and soul of all embodied beings, I will enjoy with him just like the goddess Rama. How little happiness did the sensual pleasure give me and the man who pleased my senses. The enjoyment of having a man, or even the grace of the gods, has, being spread in time, all its beginning and its end. I, who so stubbornly went for pleasure, therefore, with my disgust, somehow must have pleased the Supreme One, Lord Vishnu, who brings the happiness I now experience. Had I been unlucky, there would not have been this misery leading to disgust, this loathing that makes someone relinquish his bondage and find real peace. Having refrained from cherishing vain hope in my addiction to sensual pleasures, I now approach him for shelter and accept devotedly the great help that he, the original Lord, offers me. Fully satisfied, being convinced that I thus can handle whatever comes my way, I will succeed in living and enjoying just with him, the self of love and the happiness that is certain. When one has fallen in the well of a material existence, by sensual pleasures has been robbed of one's insight, and is caught in the grip of the snake of time, who else but the original Lord would deliver one's soul? The moment a soul attentively sees the universe as being seized by the snake of time, he, being sober, will detach from everything material and be fit to serve as his own protector. The Honorable Brahmin said, "Thus, being determined to put an end to the desperation caused by her desire for lovers, she sat down on her bed, having found inner peace. The greatest unhappiness results from material desires, and the greatest happiness from the absence of them." therewith putting an end to her hope for her lover, Pingala finally slept happily.